this is Dr. Anita with another diamond moment. Diamonds are produced by time, heat, and pressure. The cut, clarity, and size of the diamond will determine its use. The use of the stone adds to its value. What pressure have you been under? What is the cut of your personality? Do you have a clear perspective of who you are? And does that perspective line up with where you want to go? How you use your gift determines its worth. Now it's time to redefine the previous steps of your process. As we move forward, please take the time to rate the podcast and also to tell your friends. The last time we were together, we talked about the cut, size, and clarity of the diamond. We talked about the fact that there's different ways that your personality can be cut or has been structured. We've talked about the fact that you are to be an individual. We talked about measuring our own selves, our own successes and achievements. We talked about not competing with anyone other than ourselves. We talked about so many things last time. I wanted us to add to that area of clarity. And this time we're going to be looking at balance, responsibility, codependence, and manipulation. You know, I always say we have to, in order for us to be able to talk together, we have to understand the terminology that we're using. We have to have the definitions of what we're going to talk about. So when we define terms, it gives us the opportunity to clarify those things, those issues in our own lives. We're looking at balance. To be balanced or to balance is establishing an equal or even distribution, enabling someone or something to remain upright and steady. So the balance is getting it where we as individuals can remain upright and steady. We don't have anything that's weighing so heavily on us on one side until we are fearful that we'll topple over, nor is it going so far in the other direction until we have no balance. When we realize that it takes balance to move forward in life, we see that we have to evaluate our lives to see where those areas of imbalance come in, because those are the things that need correcting. Previously, we've said it's small things that make the biggest difference. Changing one thing can change everything. Being able to look at the balance in our lives can help us to move forward in our goals and the direction we're trying to move. Next, we want to define responsibility. Responsibility is the state or fact of having a duty to deal with something or of having control over someone. The state or fact of having a duty to deal with something. This is my responsibility. Or to have control over someone else. When you're a parent, you're responsible for your child. But when we're dealing in a different environment, whether it's from a work perspective or whether it's an interpersonal relationship with another adult, we have the ability to determine whose responsibility is this. When we're looking at ourselves, we said before, there's some things that only you can do for yourself. Nobody is going to be able to lose the weight that you need to lose for you. No one is going to be able to go to class and get the education and the skill set that you need to move your life forward. So there's some things that we are solely responsible for. There's other things that we're not responsible for, that we may be taking responsibility for. And that leads us into the definition of codependence. What is codependence? We hear it talked about frequently as it relates to substance abusers and those who allow the substance abuser or who enable the substance abuser. if you've ever looked at some of the television shows that show people who have gained a large amount of weight and they're no longer able to go to the store for themselves or cook for themselves, but yet they've not been able to lose weight because someone else has become is codependent and is doing for them in place of what they would have been able to do for themselves. A very simple way to define codependence is being overly responsible to do for someone else what they can do for themselves, to be overly responsible. That means, and I don't want us to take this in terms of maybe a spouse and you just, you know, really enjoy maybe serving their plate. You fix your plate, you fix their plate, you put it on the table, and it's a thing of joy for you. It's not that you have to, they're not making you, but you just feel as though that's something that you can do in order to show your love and appreciation for them. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being overly responsible for someone else, to do for them what they can easily do for themselves. And sometimes that codependence, which is an automatic response, actually kicks in because the next term, manipulation. Manipulation is control or influence of a person or situation cleverly, unfairly, or unscrupulously. Sometimes we realize the manipulation and we do it anyway. We do whatever it is that they wanted us to do anyway. We realize that we're being manipulated, but it matters more to us to please them than it does to point out or recognize the recognition and call them into responsibility for their own lives. I told you about my friend Phyllis, and she used to say, well, sister, if you do it, they will have gotten over. That's a situation of manipulation because you realize what's taking place and you either decide that what they want matters more than what you want, or it really doesn't matter that much. When you move it out of them manipulating you into what you choose to do, then that's just your choice. So you can't necessarily blame anybody for the outcome of that decision because you willfully did whatever it was that was needed. So we wanted to look at these situations of balance, of responsibility, of codependence, and of manipulation, because it's not until we're able to bring balance into our lives that it begins to move in the direction that we desire to go. We have to have balance in our lives. Scripture tells us an unjust weight is really, really bad. Too much on one side or too little on the other side is not good. We know people, I'm sure all of us, and we say, oh, you play too much. You just play too much. So you need some balance in your life, or you have some that are so serious. You never laugh. You never enjoy things. You're always so serious. You're looking for, you know, the difficulty in everything. You're looking to make it harder than it needs to be. And if we're either of those type people, the one that's playing too much or the one that is overly responsible, who is overly serious, you might look at bringing some balance. Maybe what they're saying is true. Maybe you do play too much. Maybe there are times when you need to be a little bit more serious. And then on the other hand, maybe there are times when you do need to have some fun. You do need to, you know, unbutton that collar and laugh some, because those are the points in life that cause us and bring about a balance. Who is responsible for bringing a balance into our lives? It's our responsibility. It's not someone else's responsibility. As we've said before, we cannot put everything that pertains to us on someone else. It is our responsibility to bring balance into our lives. We must become responsible through our thinking and action to bring into our lives the things that we want. There's always going to be something that someone else needs from us. As we help others, we also have to help ourselves. And that means also being kind to ourselves. We have to remember to be our own best friend, giving ourselves permission sometimes to do nothing. But those are the choices that we must make when we're looking at the responsibility aspect of a change. So when we're looking at codependence, and as I said before, it's more of an automatic response. You don't even realize, you just kind of, you just see yourself moving forward. I remember one time, we had a group home, and one of the people who lived there really self-proclaimed that she was very codependent. And two of the residents were having, not necessarily a disagreement, but they were discussing eggs, okay, fixing eggs. This is two other people in the room that was not this person discussing eggs. And the codependent person put down her magazine, got up and just started cooking eggs. No one asked them to. No one required them to. It wasn't their conversation, but they just felt responsible for doing it. Codependence is being overly responsible to do for someone else what they can do for themselves. Moving back to manipulation, controlling or influencing a person in a clever way. You know that, you know, if I spend up all my money on candy and then I look real sad when you're buying dinner and you're eating and I don't have anything to eat. And you say, "Are you hungry?" And, "Well, yeah, I guess I'm a little bit hungry." You say, "Well, wait a minute. Let me fix you some of my steak." "Oh, would you? I don't want to be a bother." That's kind of manipulative. When a person knew from the beginning that they didn't want to spend their money on that item, but they knew that if they changed their demeanor, that you would fall for it and you would give them some of yours, that's being manipulated. And you can, again, all of these things are your choice. You can choose to go ahead with the manipulation. You can not have a problem with doing for someone what they can do for themselves. You could go ahead and give them your steak and not feel anything. Maybe you had too much in the first place. Or maybe you just know that that's how they are. You know, sometimes manipulation, people have different things that kind of float their boat. Some relationships are based off of these things, codependence or manipulation. And so they don't look at it necessarily the same way. What I want to point out is that we have to be able to determine what happens in our own lives. If this is not what you want, if you need to establish balance, if you're looking at being more responsible for yourself so that you can achieve the things that you'd like to achieve, this is where you have to pay attention. Through balance, we can determine responsibility, which enables us to recognize codependence and stop manipulation. Once we can agree that there needs to be balance in our lives, once we understand our role in the area of responsibility, when we see or can recognize codependence and manipulation, we've made a great stride forward in being able to achieve anything and everything that we would like to do in our lives. Thank you for listening, and join me next time as we redefine the previous steps of your process. Never forget, becoming is a process. A process has stages. One small change changes everything. So invest in yourself. Please visit my website at www.dranitamc.com. That's dranitamc.com for links and additional information. And please rate the podcast if you're enjoying it.